This is part two of details. So, all of your students got one quiz returned to them so far this year? Well, you could look at it that way, I guess. Dave Van Tech isn't far off when he says that he had no way of knowing what kind of grade he was going to receive. All he had to do was ask, said Snow. At 5:30 that afternoon, Newton Roxbury was debating about whether he wanted to face Adele Becker before he went home or in the morning. Her moods were immeasurably better in the morning, but this late in the day, there was much less chance of being interrupted. He decided to call her, test the climate. Hi, Adele. This is Newton. I was wondering if you had a preference about meeting this afternoon or in the morning. About what? Newton was a bit startled. She had led him to believe that she was waiting to hear from him. The meeting with Snow and the Van Techs. Come on down now. When he got there, he found her fiddling with a stain that one of the after-school kids had gotten on a new shirt. Roxbury was privately chagrined at the grammar school nature of the activity. He reminded himself again that he was no longer working at the college, and that it had been his decision to leave the campus. She finished with the stain while Roxbury stood and watched. The principal would have liked to spend a few more moments talking to the student. It was a relatively new phenomenon that she was noticing, that kids didn't want to leave the school. Kids who would deliberately get detentions and join clubs and teams that didn't interest them so that they could avoid going home. How did the meeting go? Not well. What does that mean? Roxbury flipped open his legal pad. Well, first of all, Mr. and Mrs. Van Tech showed up for the meeting. What was the outcome? Roxbury stammered. He had prepared what he expected would be a 20-minute synopsis of both of the meetings, and he had organized and structured his presentation. Well, there are a lot of factors. Just tell me what the determination was. The student is going to change classes. That's it? Not exactly. What else? Snow's marking period grades seem to be largely based on the results of one graded quiz. Her eyebrows went up like the tail of a hunting dog catching a scent. What does that mean? It looks like that's the only paper that he returned to them, if he even returned that. There were no tests, no papers, and no reports. He says that he gave a test, but that he's not sure if he returned it. He thinks that he did. What the hell does that mean? Roxbury shrugged. He also says that he had class participation and homework grades, but it wasn't at all clear on how he arrived at them. Adele Becker felt her face flushing. She took off her glasses and began to pace in front of her desk. We have to find out how bad this actually is. How many classes are in this kind of shape? How deep this pile of bullshit is. I want you to meet with him again tomorrow and get the big picture. I'm not sure that he'll be very cooperative. Well, he fucking better well be cooperative, or I'll personally chew off one of his balls as a warning. Roxbury was stunned. He wasn't sure that he'd ever heard a woman say that before. He was certain that he'd never heard a school official talk that way. Before he left the office, Becker instructed him to call Snow at home to set up the meeting and to make sure that each teacher had their materials prepared. Mrs. Snow?
Yes?
Good evening. This is Newton Roxbury from the high school. Can I speak with Howard, please? He's still working, Mr. Roxbury. He must be right around there someplace. Perhaps I've missed him. Can I leave a message with you? The next afternoon, Roxbury and Snow sat down with his gradebook. Snow showed up at the beginning of his prep period with all the necessary materials. The tone in his voice was less casual. I understand that you needed to go over some things with me. Mrs. Becker is concerned about the number of evaluative experiences that you're providing for your students.
Why?
I suppose that it was touched off by the VanTech meeting. I wish someone would have just drowned that kid at birth. Roxbury faked a chuckle, got out his legal pad and Snow's schedule of classes and said, "Let's begin with your first period class." By late that afternoon, he realized that the problem was even deeper than he thought it would be. Some of his classes had not gotten up to the point where they were ready to be tested. None of his classes had seen any essays returned to them. It was a mess. Becker would want to chew off both of his balls to prevent further propagation. Dave VanTech was on his way up the main corridor stairs talking with his friends. "So I'm out of his fucking class as of today. What I feel like doing is walking in and shoving the books that he says he's doing with us right up his ass in front of the whole class." Marcy Shez was walking in back of VanTech, close enough to hear what he was saying and who he was talking about. She told Howard about it over lunch. That afternoon, Dave VanTech entered Snow's class. "Here are my books, Mr. Snow. I need for you to sign my change of class form." "Isn't there anything else that you want, Dave?"
"What do you mean?"
"I understand that there's something that you want to do with these books of mine in front of the class. Well, the class is here. I'm here. You're here. And the books are here."
"I don't know what you mean."
The class was shifting uneasily now. Usually, when students changed classes, it happened with little discussion. A voice from the back of the room said, "Maybe he wants you to tell us how much you enjoyed reading them, Dave."
"I don't know what's confusing you," said Snow. "From what I understand, you were pretty clear about what you wanted to do with these books earlier today."
At that point, VanTech realized that somebody must have overheard him. He shifted from one foot to the other and tried to find a place to look.
"Is there something else that you wanted to do?"
"Not really."
"Because if you think you're a man and want to step out into the hall, we can settle this thing right now."
"No."
"That's right. No, because you're not a man, are you? You're a little boy who has his mommy and daddy run for him every time he gets himself into a mess, aren't you?"
"Whatever you say, Mr. Snow."
"The class will hardly miss you."
Snow signed the class change form and indicated that the student had done failing work for the fraction of the second marking period that he'd spent with Stone.
Adele Becker speaking. "Mrs. Becker, this is Donald VanTech calling.
How can I help you? My son, Dave, is a student at your high school.
Yes.
Until recently, he was a student in Mr. Snow's class.
Yes.
Your teacher embarrassed and physically threatened my son today, Mrs. Becker. And I want you to know we're upset. And I want to know what you intend to do about it. The principal grimaced.
Excuse me?
He called him out in front of the class and then humiliated him for not being willing to fight.
What kind of a teacher is this man?
Mr. Van Tech, this is the first I'm hearing about this. Mrs. Becker, this is a courtesy call. I intend to take this up with the superintendent.
Of course, that's your privilege. But if you wouldn't mind, I'd appreciate you filling me in on the details.
The principal now felt that she had several obligations. She drew up a quick list of 3 steps. 1, notify the superintendent and fill him in on the details. 2, notify Roxbury of his new development. 3, set up a meeting with Roxbury and Snow. It was a time that she started to address this situation directly. The call to Pete Farmer was a brief one. The superintendent listened to the details of the story without comment. He made note of the date and the name of the teacher and the name of the family and nothing else. He had always believed that putting too much in writing was a weakness that could cause vulnerability at the most unexpected times. It also made it difficult to change the position that one took one way or the other if one's characterized thoughts were in writing in hindsight. Adele felt good about having brought her boss into the loop. He didn't seem overly concerned. She liked the confident approach that he exuded about everything. Her next step was the meeting with Roxbury. That would be easy. But it would take more time, because he would be a fusspot about wanting to know everything that the father said. Newton Roxbury's attention to detail was comforting in a different sort of way. She had instructed him from the start to document what had occurred with the Van Techs. She was sure that he had prepared a comprehensive study. For the sake of time, she could do that on the phone. The last step was meeting with Snow and Roxbury. She'd let her secretary arrange for that the next morning. Newton Roxbury hung up the telephone and scanned his legal pad. Before he went home that afternoon, he would transcribe the notes to the computer file that he was preparing. His phone rang again. English Department Office, Newton Roxbury speaking.
Dr. Roxbury?
Yes.
How can I help you?
My name is George White. My son is a student in Mr. Snow's English class. There are some things going on in that class that I don't understand.
What seems to be the problem?
Roxbury cleared out another sheet on his legal pad.
My son says that they're studying the Vietnam War instead of literature this year.
Oh? My son, William White, tells me that his teacher has told them that they are not really responsible to do any reading this year. That what he wants is their undivided attention in class, while he explains what happened during the Vietnam War. I'd like to know if you're aware of this.
No, Mr. White. I'm not aware of any courses that we're presenting in the English department that are based on the Vietnam War. There are certainly books having to do with
various wars that we do discuss in English, is it possible that he misunderstood what Mr. Stone said? I'm sure it is. You know how teenagers hear what they like to hear. But William has always loved English, and almost always has gotten A's and B's. This year he's only getting C's, and when I asked if he was having difficulty, he said that when his teacher got around to correcting his essays, that he was sure that his grade was going to be changed. I didn't understand that. I thought report card grades were rather final, unless, of course, some kind of mistake has been made. They are rather final unless some error or incompleteness necessitated a change. After the conversation, he saw that he had two more legal sheets of notes. He called Adele Becker. He was sure she was going to go ballistic. When she heard the latest problem, instead, she laughed. Well, what do you know? There's more than one run in the hose, isn't there? Isn't that too bad? Did you get the details and tell her that you were going to get back to her, said Mrs. Becker? Him, yes. Make sure that you follow the same sequence that you did with the Van Techs. Do you want me to start a new file for the Whites, or shall I just keep it all together? Absolutely a new file, she laughed again. Maybe you should get him his own computer file. I've got all this information stored on a confidential disk, so no one else can access it. Adele smiled on the other end of the phone. She was sure that he also had a backup locked away someplace, too. At the next morning's meeting, Howard Snow produced a letter from the Army saying that he was being called from the reserves for a 3-week period of maneuvers beginning the day after next. Adele, her eyes squeezed together against the frame of her new glasses, asked to see the letter. It was dated September 14th. When did you get this? A while back, but you know how things are. I just forgetting to bring it from my house. Did you inform anyone about it? Snow's left eye flicked with a nervous twitch. I think I told you, didn't I? He said to Roxbury. The chairman's face crinkled into a grimace. When did you tell me about it? Snow's eye continued to twitch. I don't know exactly, but I think it was right after I got it. I don't recall that. Well, that's just detail. In any event, I've got to be gone for at least 3 weeks. Adele Becker was angry now, and when she was angry, she dealt in clip tones with nothing but facts. I've had another call from Mr. Van Tech. What now? His precious son is out of my class, isn't he? The boy claims that you embarrassed him and physically threatened him in front of the class. And you believe that? I never threatened him. And if he was embarrassed by what happened, it was his own fault. What did happen, said Becker. She hated men like this. They were cowards and bullies. This one made it all the worse by being incompetent as well. He came in with his class change form, and I signed it. That's all. What did you say to him, said Roxbury? He'd been mouthing off about what he was going to do when he left the class. I just gave him enough rope to hang himself with. And did he hang himself? No. He acted like a little baby. He shut up like a clam.
Snow's eyes stopped twitching. I want both of you to know that the way these things have been handled doesn't give me any feeling of administrative support.
Administrative support? Adele Becker shouted and leaped to her feet.
What have you given us to support you with? The twitch began again.
I've gone out of my way to cooperate with both of you, but I feel like I'm being accused of things and that the two of you are just leaving me out there to hang.
Becker walked over to her window. Van Tech has told me that he's bringing his concerns to the superintendent. I'll keep you posted.
Do you know who's going to be taking my place for the 3 weeks?
The principal took a breath to avoid hollering again.
You've just informed me about your leaving a minute ago.
As I said, I thought Mr. Roxbury told you, but I'll let that go.
Sometimes Newton Roxbury very much enjoyed his own sense of timing.
Unfortunately, we now have another problem to discuss.
What now? Said Snow.
William White's parents contacted me yesterday. It seems that William told his mom that they weren't going to be doing any reading this year because you had decided to teach them about the Vietnam War again.
Snow's eye was twitching furiously now.
Excuse my language, but that's just horse hockey.
Adele Becker had already decided what her next move was going to be.
I think that you and I should get together tomorrow afternoon. We need to get a number of things straightened out. Bring your lesson plans for the year. Bring the unit plans that you've prepared for the substitute. And also bring me samples of some corrected essays.
You want all that by tomorrow?
I'm sure it's just a question of gathering it together in one spot. What time is good for you?
My prep is period 7, but I'd plan to do some of this work then.
What about after school?
Damn it. I've got to leave right after school today. I've got some things I've got to clear up before I go away.
Well, I'll have to do it during your prep period then, said Becker. I'm going to ask Dr. Roxbury to join us. Now, as I understand it, you're telling me that nothing really out of the ordinary happened when the Van Tech kid came in to have you sign his change of class form, and that the White kid is mixed up about his facts.
He's just plain lying, said Snow.
I see. Well, that about does it for today, gentlemen. I'm going to have to cut this short. I've got to be in Morristown in less than an hour.
Howard Snow was holding court in the faculty room. He was surrounded by Marcy Chase and 3 of their colleagues.
You know, they wonder downstairs why the students act the way that they do. But it never occurs to them they might be part of the reason. Let a parent call the school, and they'll hang a teacher out to dry without even thinking about it twice.
What did Becker say? Said Marcy.
She already knew the answer, but she wanted to give Howard a chance to get it off his chest again.
Talking like this was good for him. He held in too many things as it was.
She wants to go over my lesson plans and see samples of the essays that I've corrected.
Maria Taglieri was one of the building's union reps. She had seen administrators do more appropriate, inappropriate things than she could remember. What does that have to do with the way the kid was behaving in class? Snow extended his hand. Exactly. What does it have to do with that? I guess that a student's behavior in class isn't important enough to discuss when a parent decides to call the superintendent. Maybe it would be a good idea if you didn't go to this next meeting alone. Maybe it's time for the union to get involved. You know, that's not a bad idea, said Snow. When Adele Becker got Maria's request for class coverage so she could attend the meeting with Snow, she was relieved. It was about time that he had union representation. She was planning on bringing the issue up herself, but it was better that it came from them. The four of them sat down at the beginning of seventh period the next day. Maria began the meeting by saying that she was there on behalf of Mr. Snow, and that she would like to see any memoranda that had been placed in his file relative to the meetings about the Van Tech incident, the White incident, or Mr. Snow's military obligations. As far as I know, there haven't been any memos in Mr. Snow's file. If there had been, the law requires that they be given a copy and a chance to respond. I'm just checking, said Maria, so that we can all agree that as of today's date, there have been no documents or notes placed in Mr. Snow's file. The approach annoyed Roxbury. It was tinged with distrust, and it seemed to him to be an attack on his sense of propriety. Adele Becker was amused. I want to assure you, Maria, and you too, Howard, that our only focus here is to help you to resolve all of these matters in an equitable way. Maria Taglieri tilted her head to the side in a skeptical way. She knew that Baker was patronizing her, but she could also play that game. The principal went on to say that Mr. Van Tech hadn't yet contacted the superintendent, but that she would let him know as soon as she heard anything in that regard. Have you brought in your lesson plans? Only the ones for this week, said Snow. I wasn't able to put my hands on the other ones last night. I'm sure that I have them, but I just wasn't able to locate them at a moment's notice. Why is that? Said Roxbury. I just didn't lay my hands on them. Maria Taglieri said, well, according to the contract, all of the lesson plans were already submitted to you. That's not completely true, said Roxbury. According to my records, Mr. Snow has failed to submit lesson plans on two occasions, 9-8 and 10-20. That's according to your records, said Snow. And what did you do when you didn't receive the lesson plans, said Maria. I made note of it. Did you ask for the plans? I've mentioned at department meetings that it is necessary that I receive all the lesson plans in a timely way. You know that. You've been at the department meetings. Did you ask Mr. Snow what happened to his plans? No, I didn't see the need. I was relying on his professionalism. So you never followed through and asked directly for the plans? Let's take a look at what's here, said Becker. The examination of the lesson plans was grueling. Whenever Snow said anything that Becker didn't understand, she asked him to clarify what he was saying. After he clarified what he was saying, she would ask questions about the clarification. What was becoming very clear was that Snow didn't understand the teaching of the language, because he had a vast amount of trouble understanding the language himself. When they came around to a discussion of the upcoming military leave, Maria Taglieri re-involved herself. Roxbury had quietly noted to himself that she had passed no comment and had tried to seem as disinterested as possible in the discussion of the bogus lesson plans. When Snow had stated that in a junior English class, he had spent 2 weeks on the formation of a thesis statement, Roxbury asked her how long she spent on the same topic with her freshman class. Taglieri seemed offended by the question and said that she would be more than happy to spend as much time as he would like to spend clarifying her own lesson plans, but that she had no intention of commenting on the teaching techniques of one of her colleagues. Her message was clear. She was not there as an English teacher. She was there only in the capacity of a reunion representative.